Interview with Mrs. C. E. Dennison at her home, 1005 Troy Road, Latham, New York, on January 7th in the evening, done by Christina Shaver, her granddaughter.
Well, let's see. I wonder if my voice will record. I think it will. Why don't we just start in general? And like, what do you remember? What I want to find out is mostly what you remember about being brought up here. You know, because you lived out here almost all your life, right? And I want to find out what you remember about it. You know, living with both, you know, as a child at home, and then later on after you got married and stuff like that. So, just to begin with, what do you remember most about your childhood, do you think? Is there anything that really stands out?
Well, I remember how what fun we used to have going home from school. We didn't have a lot of automobiles or anything to match, you know. And going home from school, we would lag along, had more fun, you know.
Where did you go to school? This place? Right down here?
No, right here, where Knowlton's is, where the old schoolhouse was.
So you just had to walk a few feet, really, to school, didn't you?
Well, I didn't live here then, see.
Oh.
I lived down where Esther Kelly did.
Oh.
When you're talking about...
Is that, where were you born?
I was born in Schenectady.
Is that where Grant lived then?
Yeah, they lived there for a while. He worked in what they call the Westinghouse. There was no GE. Well, after a while, he did work in a locomotive, but I don't think the locomotive was there first. At that, when he first went up there. And then he got on a farm down over here in the Buff, and I was down there.
Oh.
I was real small down there.
And then did you move up where Esther Kelly is?
No, then we moved up where... Well, I don't know. You don't remember where Helen Swatling lived there when they had that sale there, and I bought that studio couch I took up to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where Helen Swatling lived there, and we lived there. And he used to work for Uncle Bert, Catherine's father.
Mm-hmm.
He was a farmer down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, he had a big farm. Had a lot of cows,
because
I used to go with them when they took the milk down. Certain place down in Latham there.
So what was Grandpa Z doing then? What was his?
He was a farmer.
He was a farmer then?
He was a farmer. Mm-hmm.
And then did you move to Esther?
No. Then I think we moved up here where Genevieve Wondley lived. You remember where she lived there?
I've read
that. In that great big house. I got a picture of it someplace, and Dad's standing in front of it. There, they tore it down when Bob Empey built his place there, see?
Mm-hmm. And you lived there then?
And then we moved from there. Now, wait a minute. Maybe I'm twisted. Yeah, I think I did. I think we moved... Then I think we moved from there down to Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I couldn't swear to that. And then we moved from there up where Ray lives. Dad bought that place. That's the first place he bought. Otherwise, he rented. He rented the place up there. And he rented the place down Helen Swatley's place. He rented that, too.
Hmm. So when did he finally buy this place?
This place?
No. Oh, that's right.
I don't know. He bought this.
I think I have that written down.
Well, you must have it all. You looked up.
1907. I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? You always call that.
I was married in 12. That's only 5 years before I was married. Well, that could be.
You would have been what, 13 years old? How old were you when you got married?
few. I think I was 21.
Oh.
Dad was 19. Going on. It wasn't 2 years. It was a year and a half between us. He was younger than I. Year and a half. Which is unusual. Johnny, the fellow's the oldest, but I was the oldest.
So when Grant moved here first then, well, you were like 16 years old or something.
Yeah.
Around in there. So you must remember moving here pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you moved into the big house where...
I moved into where you are now. Don't you mean the big house? What do you mean?
No. When did Grant build that right away then, when he bought the property from Fitch and Blaze?
I don't know how long was that after that. I don't remember. Don't you have the deed or anything when he got it?
Yeah, I got it in 1907.
1907. Could have been long after then, could it?
Yeah. Do you remember when you moved into the, you know, moved here?
I remember I celebrated, I think, my 15th birthday when I was over there to raise.
Because
I remember I had measles or mumps or some darn one of those two. Right, an awful hot summer, I remember, and there was an awful bad accident on the railroad here. We had a limited railroad then here, you know. Well, not all of them weren't limited, but there was a limited one, you know. They went like heck. And there was a man and woman killed up here on 4th of July. I remember that was on my, I was going to say on my birthday. My birthday's in March. Couldn't have been then. But I remember I was 15, so I must have been over there, see. But it must have been right after that when we moved over here then, maybe, huh?
It sounds that way. So when you moved over here, did you move right into the house where we live now?
I guess so. We never moved any other place. Unless we lived down there while he fixed it over. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So the first time you lived in the house where Mom was born was after you were married?
No, I was there before I was married. I was married when I lived there, you know, where you are. We got our times mixed up. Yeah. Because I remember Aunt Jenny and all them were there to the wedding.
Mm.
We went up to the minister's and got married and came back. And Mother had a big dinner for us. You know. Aunt Jenny and them all came, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say all of them. There was only two. There was only Edward and Alice. They were just little kids.
Hmm. Well, we'll try to figure out the dates and stuff after. But let me look at what else I wrote down. So when you moved in here, do you remember what it looked like? This place, because you know, I'm really concerned with where we live now, and with Uncle Charles's house and our house and that stuff. Do you remember what it looked like around here? Is it any different than what it is now?
Well, where? Whereabouts you mean? You don't mean this house?
No, I just mean the land.
The land?
That Grampy Z bought.
Well, it was all, I was going to say pasture. A lot of it was pasture. I remember we got a picture of the kids there. Had a fence. There was a fence right along in here someplace. There was a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was cows here. Clayton Russell had cows in here then. That's before this was built, of course.
So down and back was all fields, too?
Yep.
Even where the woods are now?
I don't know when it was that Dad... this was all woods here, you know. This was all woods. Right up to the top of this hill where this house stands. It was all woods down here. I can remember how that looked. It was that roadway over there... Turn and come over here, too. Come right over here at the foot of this hill right here. Went right on over there where you go over there to the, you know?
To the campsite?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. But he He blasted them all out, you know, Dad did, but I couldn't tell you what year he did that.
Oh.
Yep. But that must have been before I was married. I know it was. I'm quite sure. Because I know I think so anyway. Because I remember Mother and I used to worry an awful lot about him doing it, you know. We used to go and get the dynamite and blast him out, see?
Hmm.
Worked like a horse to clean that all off.
And then what did he plant in there? Or didn't he? Did he use it for pasture?
Oh, no, he didn't use it for pasture. We didn't have anything for, you know, have all that pasture land. No, he used to raise stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Different things. He had strawberries all out here once. A whole lot of strawberries. We had to have some pickers to help pick them.
Hmm. You said
that was all here where our lawn and garden was all here. It was all strawberries.
Well, was that the main thing that he raised?
No, he just did that one year.
What, do you remember what other things that he raised?
Asparagus. Used to take it to market.
So he was really, was he dependent on, he was a farmer then?
Yeah,
he was dependent on the income from that?
Mm-hmm. He didn't make much on it though. He wasn't, you know, he only had one horse to do the, we didn't have any tractors, you know, in those days. Had to have a horse to do the plowing and cultivating and all that stuff, you know. It was hard work.
Did you ever do any of that stuff?
No, I never did. Mm-hmm. Mother never did either.
Hmm. Did you have like a dooryard garden or anything where you had your vegetables and stuff like you do now? You have your garden now?
I don't remember. Was he had a little garden or not? I don't remember.
Did you have flowers and stuff?
Well, Mother always had flowers over around the house, you know. Yeah, that's for the trees, of course, got so now you can't have them over there. The darn trees, there's so many roots of the trees, you can't, you know.
Yeah. So he had asparagus and strawberries. Well, did he plant all down and back here where the hills are and stuff?
Not all of them, but I told you that once he had strawberries on that farther hill.
Yeah.
Remember me telling you that?
Yeah.
That was awful. It was steep. It was steep too, you know.
Hey, you used to pick strawberries though one time, didn't you?
Oh yeah, we used to pick. Mother and I picked them for. You mean other places?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, other berries too. Red raspberries and blackberries and bindorns up on the hill where that dentist is now. What's his name? Up way up on the Vibro.
Rudisill.
That used to be the darn place. And there was a lot of, there wasn't many people lived on that road then, you know.
Mm.
Very few people. Very few farms. There were mostly farms. Little farms, anyway.
Mm.
Then they got,
it seems like this was really a small farm.
Oh, yeah, sure it was.
Mm. Yeah. So, did you pick berries with Grandmacy before you were married, or was that after you were married?
Yeah, before we were married.
Oh.
I was married.
So was that a way to get...
That's when I lived down there to... I remember them coming after us when I lived over there with Ray's.
Oh.
When I was 15, 16, rolling on here.
So is that a way that you picked up a little extra income?
Yeah.
So you didn't... But you didn't work on Grandpa Z's land, though. You didn't work in his garden and stuff.
No, I could... No, we never did laboring work, you know, a hoeing or all that stuff, no.
You just do it now, right?
Yeah. Of course, we had strawberries, we picked them, but we didn't pick them when we were down there on that hill. She wouldn't do it, and of course, I didn't either. Didn't make an issue of it.
That's funny.
I don't know if he ever did or not. He spoke about it. I guess that was it. I don't think he ever materialized, because I don't remember anyone going down there and picking them.
That's a long ways.
Said it.
Mom said that there was a, you know, there was a road back in there and across the creek and stuff.
There used to be.
Was there a dam across the creek there too?
Not a dam, no.
Because Jeff spoke about some kind of dam being there or something.
No, I think not. I don't remember. No, it was just a little rill about that wide. So it flowed through pretty good, but gee, you couldn't even lay down and get your stomach wet. It wasn't big enough.
Only Crumpet can do that. Yeah, she was doing that today in the ice. We walked around down there. So when you said there was a train on the road, on along Troy Road, is that, what was it called?
Not a train.
Oh, it's trolleys?
Trolleys.
Oh. When did they put, do you remember when they put the trolleys in? Or did you know how long they'd been there?
No.
What did
they were in when we were over there, lived over there, I remember. That was before, as I say, I remember my.
So how did the road look? Was there like a dirt road next to it or something that people could go on with it?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Because I remember we used to have a dog. We were so afraid because it wasn't too far, you know, where Ray is. It's not too far. We were so afraid the dog would go over and get run over, you know.
Mm. How far away were the houses down there away from the road when the trolley was in? Were they farther back from the road than they are now?
Not too much. Mm. Not too much. Hello.
Mm. Oh, well, I think of it, you know. When, how come you knew Fidjim Blaze? Was he here after Grant bought the property, or you knew him because you lived here before, huh?
Yeah, he must have known him, you know. Yeah.
It's funny, in all the deeds and stuff, his name is...
Of course, we didn't know him. I didn't know him so much, so we moved there. He still lived there, you know, when we moved in that house there.
Oh, he still lived in the big house?
Yeah. Because I remember Mrs. Blaze. I remember her well. He died first, but... She was there a while. The priest used to come up and give her communion, you know, and that, because she was old and couldn't go to church, you know. And awful nice old lady.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Virginia.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the deeds it said that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
She didn't have any children, not that I know of.
No, it said that they didn't find any of her will. They found his will. He left his stuff to her.
Mm.
And then her will, the executrix of her will, was Zoe Lavoie.
And in Troy.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody in Troy, yeah.
Yeah, said she was from Troy.
Yeah.
I have to check the census records again because I can't figure out. I haven't been able to find where he's listed in the census yet. I'm sure he must be there.
Yeah.
There's so many people in the census.
Yeah.
It's hard. Let's see. Oh, did Grant ever have any other... He never had any hired help. He just did all the work himself. Yeah. You said you had a horse. Did you have a cow, too? Did you have any other animals?
Well, we had a pig. Divided up between us. Of course, I don't remember what he had before when I was home, but I think he did. I know he did. But I remember your grandfather came up and he used to have pigs right up here along where that wood pile is there, along near the top of that hill. There was a pigsty, like, you know. And came up and fed the pigs, and he must have... Of course, they gave him what they call swill, you know, and sometimes it's sour milk, you know, like that. And he went like this with his hands once, you know, and also got some on his hands. And he lost his mother's wedding ring. He had his mother's wedding ring on. He lost it. He never found it.
Huh.
Oh, and so I remember that. That's how I remember that.
Huh.
Yeah.
So do you remember having chickens, too?
Oh, we always had chickens. Always. Mother always canned chickens, you know, when they got so they stopped laying. My grandpa would kill them, and then that's the reason she always had chicken on New Year's, you know.
Because you had the chicken.
Yeah, she had the chicken.
Huh.
Yeah. We never had turkey.
Not even for Thanksgiving?
Nope. People didn't have turkey in those days. Well, people didn't have the money in those days for stuff like that. We didn't have it in the market. Because they can't. They're hard to raise. Turkeys are very hard to raise. Anyway, and I know some people tried, you know, and they didn't have good luck, and they died, you know. And They have to raise them on... they can't raise them on ground like you do chickens and like that. They have to raise them on kind of a wire or something, you know, like...
Oh, I didn't something. Know that.
Yeah, that's what they said. That was that time, I remember.
Huh. Where... Oh. Go ahead.
We used to have meat, of course. We used to have meat lots of times. Because sometimes farmer around would kill calf, or not always a cow, but a calf. Lots of times they had young calves, you know. And then they'd sell parts of them, you know, so we get some fresh meat that way.
Is that where you got most of your meat? Did you?
No. Well, I don't remember what mother. I don't remember mother getting meat. Because I worked there, you know. I went to school, and then after that, I worked. I gave up school. I went 1 year to high school in Schenectady. They had to pay for me to go up there. I was supposed to go in Albany County, you know.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go in Watervliet School. And Watervliet didn't have a very good name for schools. I mean, Schenectady was better, so they sent me up there. And I could have gone there in like a darn pool. I didn't keep it going, you know. But these girlfriends of mine, the two Harrison girls, lived down the back road there. They were working in Clueless and making money, you know, and hear them telling how they earn money, you know, and that just turned my head, you know. And I was so unhappy, you know, going to school. I got along all right. But, you know, I really went 2 years up there. I went from here, this school. I graduated and passed the eighth grade and should have gone right in high school, you know. But they figured that I come from the country and I didn't know beans, and I went over the whole darn thing again, that whole grade. Yeah. And that was below the high school on Knott Terrace.
Yeah.
There was one down there.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I went. And I was so mad.
Well,
there were all the old stuff I had, you know. I wasn't so awful smart, but I wasn't any dub either, you know. It was all the stuff I had, and I was so mad.
Yeah. Well, that didn't help you, encourage you to go on to school.
No.
Is that why you sent Mom into high school in Schenectady? Is that why she went into Schenectady schools?
Well, principally. She went from here. Let's see, she never went here, did she? Oh, yeah,
she
went here.
She went to a little school down here.
Well, she was smart. Yes, she was. And she could have skipped the last grade there and gone right into high school. But we talked to this Miss Wooden. She was an old maid, and she lived there in this community. She was awfully good and very smart, and so she suggested that instead of going on to high school, she take this grade just the same. It would help her a lot. I don't know what it is now. They changed it so now I can't tell you. Is there a ninth grade now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that equivalent to? Is that the first year high?
Depends. Here it is. In Niskayuna it is, but in Norwich, that was the last year junior high.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but anyway, Miss Wooden suggested that Betty come up there and take the, you know, take that
mm-hmm.
instead of skipping it.
Yeah.
She said because it'll make it harder for her if she skips it, because that is very essential, that, you know, she thought that grade. So Betty did, and she went right along like a house of fire after that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then she went on. Okay.
So she didn't go to... Did other people around here go to the Albany schools, though? Or everybody went to Schenectady, if they went?
They went. I think they went to Schenectady, most of them.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't really did down here now. I don't think there was many that did. Because a lot of them didn't have high school educations then, you know. They didn't go in
right.
for it. When,
mm.
Let's see.
Mm. Well, changing tack. Let's see. You got married to Grant about 1912, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So then did you move right into the house where Mom was born then?
Well, no. We were married in November on Thanksgiving Day. And it was people by the name of Billings who lived in that house then.
Well, did they own the house? Or
no.
Grant was renting it, wasn't it?
Rented it. And, Gramp didn't want to put him out. Dad didn't want to put him out. That's a bad time of year to get a house, you know. It wasn't
yeah.
then. Of course, now, anytime's a bad time to get a house now. And So we stayed home until spring. See, I worked, kept on working till spring. And then when it came the 1st of April, why, that was understood that they were to, you know, they knew that. We had told them. So they went, got another place. They were nice people, you know. And I stopped working here. Father and sister, your grandfather and sister, and I didn't have anything, you know. But, of course, in those days, women didn't work, you know. Boy. No, they all
do. Do you remember how much money you made down at Clewitt?
Well, I didn't make too much to start with, but boy, I made better than some men before I got through. I used to make $15 a week, and that's awful. And that was more than some men were making. They'd make $2 a day, and gee, that was good in those days. That was before I was married, you know. And
you were working on the collars and stuff, weren't you?
Yeah.
What were you doing exactly?
Well, I did different things before I got through. First, I went out with what they call soft collars. And they were more for, they were nice. They were made of silk. But they were not stiff or anything. Mm-hmm. Of course, some of them were stiff, you know, they used to have when I first went. And I used to fold them, I think, if I remember right, and put them in boxes and stuff.
Shaped like this? Were the boxes?
I don't think so. I think, I thought that I couldn't tell you for sure. I couldn't tell. Well, then I started to, I'd like to be a stitcher. To stitch the collars onto the bands, you know, and that, because they make good money. The first thing I did is got my finger stuck in there.
Oh, no.
Thing went right through my finger. Boy, that cooked me. I didn't want any more of that. I did that home here when I was stitching, too, one time. Did you ever do that?
No, thank
you. Oh, boy. Oh, I was looking too close. So, that done away with that. Well, then I was a turner, too, once. And that was to, what did they call it? Oh, I'll tell you what they were. They had a band. I can't tell you the way the collars used to be. They had a band. Now, this is a band, say.
Mm-hmm.
And then onto that was another piece. And, this band, anyway, had to be turned over like this to stitch. And it was a regular machine. It was hot. It was like an iron, really like an iron, you know. I mean, it was hot.
So it's sort of ironed and stitched?
Well, no, wait a minute. It didn't get stitched first. It didn't get stitched then. And so we'd have to lay this material on this iron, you know, and step on the treadle and overcome this big thing and go down in there and press that. And when it came out, that was all turned over nice, right? This is nice and all ready. Then it would go to the stitcher, see? And we used to get good money for that. That's when I made my good money.
Why did you get good money for that especially?
Well, because that was, weren't many women doing that then. It was men doing it. But we women, some of us women, could do it just as good as the men, and we did it cheaper, see? I suppose. They got us cheaper, see? So,
Whatever happened to women's liberation?
Well, of course, we were anxious to get money, too, you know, as well as the men. But that's when I made good money.
So did you take the trolley down to to Troy?
And had to walk all the way from the Congress Street Bridge.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go over the Congress Street Bridge. We went over through Water Bleed. And over to over the Green Island Bridge. You know, we've been over that way? And we walked from there all the way up to North Troy. Cold days like this was terrible all along that river, you know. There's houses there, but when you strike the openings, it was awful. And we used to go way up there.
You know, could you catch the trolley right in front of the house?
Right up, right out there where this. What you call it is now? Where the upper crossing is. The upper crossing. I say Upper Crossing. There's only one. Well, there's two of there, isn't there?
Crossing
used to be two crossings over there by your house. There's only one now. It used to be one, and then there'd be one
road
to come up this way. There was really two, see? But now they come up just... They don't go up as far as they did.
What doesn't? What
the road. The road...
Oh,
didn't
the back road?
Didn't come up... Yeah, the back road didn't... Came up farther in those days. And then it, you turned off of that and come up this way if you wanted to go down... See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now they both in one, see what I mean? They cut off this here so it isn't... They don't have this anymore here.
Mm.
You know, probably I'd make that very plain. You probably don't understand it.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't have to walk far to catch the trolley.
Used to, who was it? Used to have a mailbox right in there. Will Remus, I think. Mm-hmm. Used to have a mailbox right there. Of course, he couldn't take it down when he cut out that upper crossing, see?
Mm.
Of course, there wasn't any need to have two crossings there, you know, really.
No. Mm. Well, that was at least, you know, you just catch the trolley there and you didn't have to walk a ways.